I'll begin on our discussions on chapter number 8, which is Contemporary and Emerging Trends in HRIS. This is a very interesting chapter because now we are delving into the technology part of this particular book. After discussing this chapter, you will be able to understand the current developments in a technique called as the workforce management technologies. We are also going to look at the increasing applications of what is called as open source software. We are going to take a look at the influence of social networking on the HRIS. Application of cloud computing technology is also going to be discussed in this particular chapter. And we shall also take a look at the upcoming challenges to the HRIS. So as is customary, let us begin with the introductory session for this particular chapter. I'll begin on our discussions. Technology is not only a key enabler in creating a superior employee experience, but also is proving to be a paradigm changer. With the right amount of readiness, HRIS professionals can leverage these concepts to provide a culture of innovation. Now, a paradigm basically is a set principle which has been established for several years and also needs change. Thus, the new advents in technology are creating this shift or this change in the thought flow. Going digital and embracing automation in the most efficient manner will certainly enhance the human performance of an organization. With potentially groundbreaking HR technology solutions emerging, we are seeing a tech boom that is fundamentally reshaping the work that is done and how we think about HRM and HRIS functionalities. According to the 2019 HCM Trends report from the HR Federation, a network of leading HR market analysts, the global HR technology venture capital has topped $3.1 billion in that year, more than triple the amount invested in 2017. While there's a range of technologies, some are interesting and disruptive, and there are examples that are highly powered by artificial intelligence and automation. The future thus lies in the hands of thoughtful HRIS designers who should envision, plan, and implement the necessary strategy to ensure a secure and a better future. HR and technology must therefore be integrated. In the present day, organizations are forced to be digital in practically every business area. Technology seamlessly connects the HR work with advanced systems to accomplish the objectives adequately and productively. It also enables overseeing and sharing the information over virtual systems. This creation of strategy should be achieved by accepting the fact that our future is about collaboration. This collaboration needs to happen between the employees, who are the human beings, and the underlying systems, which refers to the HRM as well as the HRIS systems that support the organization. As the global industry experiences rapid and volatile changes, there is an emerging need to develop the right HRIS solutions to support the growing demands of specialized skills of the employees of the future. Technological infusion in HRM and HRIS is therefore a progressive approach to enable the workforce to keep pace with a quickly evolving market. By connecting the advanced valuation process to the HR database, the HRIS framework can be used effectively. Thus, HR workforce management, digital HR, artificial intelligence, social media, and other technologies are now enabling greater collaboration and new developments across diverse organizations. The challenges facing each business vary, but to a great extent, the ability to meet these challenges comes down to their preparedness for the future. The HRIS professionals have a tremendous opportunity to have a significant impact on the future. The HRIS professionals need to steer the HRM processes of the organization and currently face a lot of challenges due to the dynamic, complex, and constantly changing environment. Technology enables interactions among the employees through the virtual systems. Bigger organizations have more challenges, and they can take more points of interest from these technological advancements. As the technology changes, with new global developments emerging all the time, it becomes increasingly critical and more difficult to create and maintain robust HRIS systems. An advanced technological innovation-based HR framework is expensive, but once executed, it decreases the operational and managerial expenses. Substantial organizations have realized this essence and have introduced technically advanced systems like workforce management, digital HR, and AI into the systems. As we are aware of the expectations of the customer are constantly rising and shifting in all segments of the industry. Markets have become extremely volatile, with the competition from around the globe quickly moving to exploit opportunities. Innovations are appearing at an accelerating pace. The HRM professional will have to enable the changing workforce to succeed in a dynamic business environment and meet the employees' evolving expectations. As the technologies continue to become evolved and improved, the organizations will increasingly turn to technology to navigate complex and sometimes politically charged compliance issues. A prominent example is that of the US organization Good Hire. It has greatly benefited by using machine learning and artificial intelligence in its operations. These infusions are changing the way this company recruits, hires, and onboards new employees. The company recently used a tech tool called Entello to find qualified engineers in a more targeted manner during a high volume hiring period and got a huge amount of benefits and savings in the cost. The current HR practices range from the creation of yearly performance reviews of new hires to linear career paths. We need to realize that many practices are reaching a point of obsolescence. They were articulated when the global industrial scenario was more stable, predictable, and oriented largely towards the manual practices. One example is of the performance management functionality that has long been an important HR function. HR professionals have driven the process, monitoring performance, collecting supervisory feedback, and facilitating regular employee reviews. This function also needs to evolve in order to keep up with the current times. In this context, technology has streamlined the process and eliminated a lot of unnecessary steps. But the next data-driven phase of employee management is upon us. So we have to create robustness, infusing the modern technologies that will help us in this new era. That will mean adopting a more individualized approach to employees. This will also result in delivering the right experience to different employee segments, as well as leveraging the social technology for increased collaboration. Many of these transformations would need to happen outside the traditional practices and methods. The HRI systems will need to evolve from a standalone function to one that spans disciplines and boundaries to deliver cross-functional, holistic employee experiences. Technology has given HR professionals the tools that reduce the time they have to spend on administrative tasks, thus allowing them to focus on issues that require more hands-on attention. Before mobile apps and cloud computing technology advent, HR was defined by piles of paperwork and a constant struggle to keep up with compliance, hiring, and unending stacks of employee information and old and obsolete technology related to computers in their infancy. By simplifying responsibilities like recruitment, record keeping, and payroll, human resource technology has significantly improved efficiency, accuracy, and even employee morale. As the awareness of the value of technology grows exponentially, organizations will increasingly leverage collaboration and workforce analytics to tackle diversity and inclusion issues. They will need to adopt risk management strategies covering everything from confidential data to the turnover of talent. The HRI system should thus envision organic expansion to enhance its reach to deliver seamless employee experiences. A well-articulated HRI system that is supported by technology will play a critical role in enabling organizations to adapt to changing business conditions and thus will create the required agility. Thus, we have concluded the introductory part here. In the next slide, we are going to start the discussion on the topic of developments in workforce management technologies. Workforce management, also known as WFM, is the process of strategically optimizing the productivity of employees to ensure that all resources are in the right place at the right time. Workforce management software can help organizations efficiently manage their employees' productivity in order to maximize the returns. Many organizations have decided to use workforce management software to assist with repetitive tasks and to gain insights into labor metrics. The HRIS designers need to design the appropriate workforce management strategies to make organizational processes more streamlined. This typically includes aspects like scheduling, forecasting, skill management, timekeeping and attendance, intraday management, and employee empowerment. Sometimes the term workforce management software is used interchangeably with terms like human resource information system software, but in truth, workforce management software is a bit more basic. It is used to assist with scheduling, time and attendance tracking, and analytics pertaining to the employee use. These features are often found as a part of a larger HRIS suite, but can be purchased separately. Workforce management makes certain that employees with necessary skills are available to meet job requirements whenever needed. The concept of workforce management is similar to workforce optimization and workforce planning. Thus, in simple words, workforce management is a set of tools that organizations use to increase overall efficiency and productivity among the employees. Using workforce management software can help create collaboration in the employees to drive performance with fewer delays and miscommunication. The employees can also work more autonomously and with greater awareness for the big picture as metrics are shared. Providing employees with the tools they need to track hours, request time off, and view schedules can improve satisfaction and potentially the retention factor as well. Efficient workforce management software matches the right employee to the right job and allows management to effectively oversee employee operations. Since workforce management covers a wide range of HR sectors, it makes sense to consider comprehensive technology that offers a spectrum of solutions. Today, many organizations have turned to advanced technology in order to aid the processes discussed in the previous slides. Within the scope of workforce management, thus, are several aspects of human resources, such as payroll, benefits administration, time, attendance, and scheduling, talent and performance management, as well as career development. Some workforce management software solutions come with goal and task setting options as well. This allows the employers to communicate on a one-on-one basis with employees, reviewing their goals and progress and managing productivity in a more effective fashion. Employees often like goal and task management settings as expectations become clear and there is no need to wait for instructions before beginning the daily tasks. Managing the workforce effectively is vital to an organization's success. HRIS designers need to incorporate such systems that keep the employees engaged with the propagation of robust technology. These systems ensure that work becomes easier for the employees. A happy workforce is contagious in a good way. The best part of a transition to a happy workforce is that the customers will notice the differences as well. A prominent example of workforce management vendor, which is popular today, is Accentis. It provides the plug-in solutions for HRIS and uses web-based management programs to help automate the complex HR processes. The module for workforce management provided by Accentis is fully integrated with the other services provided by this vendor. These include customizable payroll, time and attendance, and recruitment modules. Accentus invites the user to start anywhere and add or plug in the system anytime. What they describe as their industry-leading a la carte full suite human capital management technology platform and workforce management solutions that are supported by the organization's ongoing commitment to delivering what they boast is an unsurpassed client experience. Accentus's technology modules work independently or together to meet the needs of every client, whatever or wherever they are currently doing in their HR, HRIS, and HCM journey. Thus, the workforce management technology facilitates the management of the workforce with technology infusion like the use of AI and cloud-based platforms, like seen in the example provided in the previous slide. This ensures that HRIS modules are easy to use and engaging for the designers and employees, even when the employees are based in various locations. Workforce management also works well for payroll solutions. Opting for payroll solutions as a part of the workforce management software suite can help to streamline payroll and tax calculations. Since time and attendance functions are already being logged in the workforce management software, adding payroll to the mix allows the management to simplify the filtering in the information so that the system can automatically calculate payroll and the withholdings. Now begin on our discussions. Thus, workforce management technology solutions help simplify everyday HR tasks and responsibilities. This ensures that the employees can focus on the most important aspects of their roles within the organization. The software is flexible and designed to accommodate the organization's needs, whether that's handling complex payroll and tax codes or generating detailed reports for powerful insights into the workforce and whatever else the management have in mind. A prominent example of workforce management vendor specializing in payroll management is the SAP SuccessFactors vendor. This is a suite of HR, HCM products covering these capability areas of the core HR and the payroll. The payroll functionality includes modules on compensation management, workforce analytics and planning, as well as the employee tax management. The vendor states that the users can shift from traditional HR transactions to engaging end-to-end experiences using intelligent technology to make each interaction simple and more meaningful. In this particular slide, with the help of this particular diagram, we are going to understand the planning cycle for the workforce management. Thus, as is seen, the cycle comprises of four stages, the first being the forecasting and planning. A critical question asked here is how many people do we need to hire and schedule? As seen from this particular phase, the workforce management technology is used to force, plan, create, manage, analyze, and maintain employee schedules in a robust manner. The process starts by defining the organizational business variables. To ensure effectiveness, the managers using the systems need to add the employees' tasks to be scheduled for each team. The next task naturally is the scheduling of events using this particular workforce management software. A critical question asked here is, when do we need them to handle contacts and other activities? Thus, using a workforce management software solution for scheduling allows the management to make the schedule available to employees through the system. So if it's a cloud-based system, this can become much more convenient for the current workforce. Having a schedule template available with rules, availability, and time of requests plugged in can take the pain out of scheduling as well as reduce a lot of complexity, making scheduling a simple and a robust process. The third phase or stage in this particular cycle is that of managing change. Critical question asked over here is, how do we ensure that the goals are met when things change? The workforce management software solutions come with an embedded goal and task setting options. This allows the employers to communicate on a one-on-one basis with the employees, reviewing their goals and progress and managing productivity in a much more effective manner than before. This helps the management of change in a very effective manner. The last phase of this particular cycle is the analysis of performance. A critical question asked here is, how did we do and what do we do or what do we need to do in order to improve performance? The last phase of this cycle comprises of collection of metrics through the module in order to provide insights into how the workforce is being used every hour of the day. The management can see where the workforce is being used most heavily and tailor the schedules to make the most efficient use of the employees. So this detailed kind of discussion, I believe, has made us understand the nuances of the workforce management cycle and its four important phases. The system takes this information and generates a forecast providing the best possible schedule while balancing such weighted variables as staffing needs, employee skill levels, payroll requirement, employee availabilities, and workplace rules. If there's an issue with a certain employee or if the workforce is being overworked at a certain time of the day during the week, the management may be able to identify patterns in order to clarify and correct the issue. Workforce management technologies are known to use real-time solutions by including contemporary electronic devices. Thus, today's workforce management solutions often are mobile-ready, enabling managers and employees to access the solution from a smartphone or a tablet. Now begin on our discussion. The solutions generate a tremendous amount of employee satisfaction and morale. Thus, there are several reasons why this solution might improve the satisfaction. Acquiring and implementing workforce management software can help the management optimize the way the workforce helps in achieving the business goals. The management may also create a better experience for the employees and ease the stress on the HRM department. Thus, one of the critical requirements of the workforce management technologies is the improved ease of use as well as improved accuracy of the diverse submodules of HRIS, which thus leads to enhancement in the performance. In this particular slide, we're going to take a detailed look at the seven steps of the workforce planning. The first of these stages is the strategy analysis. In the strategy analysis, it is critical to ensure that there is a coalition or a partnering with the business units to define the objectives and goals of the organization. This is followed by the talent segmentation step. In this particular step, there is a necessity to create a talent map to identify and plot the critical roles, those which are core or critical to the business success, and those which are difficult to recruit and develop. The third stage includes the risk analysis. This includes the deconstruction of the work for each critical role to determine the individual tasks and skills needed and the identifying and the quantifying of the risks. In this particular stage, it is critical to evaluate or assess where the automation and or the AI or artificial intelligence can substitute, augment, or otherwise enhance humans to complete tasks more efficiently. In this stage, it is also critical to prioritize opportunities and quantify risks for critical and high return on invest roles, return on investment roles. The fourth step is the supply and demand analysis. Here, we need to conduct capability reviews to determine current supply and future demand for human talent and automation provided through artificial intelligence in affected roles. The fifth particular step relates to environment scanning. This includes conducting of environmental scans and scenario planning to understand current and potential market changes. The sixth step relates to gap analysis. For each talent segment or modified role, it is critical to determine where the gaps exist in both human talent and automation or AI-related technologies. The final step or the seventh step here is the talent management strategy. Based on analysis, it is important to create an action or an investment plan that will leverage and expand the talent ecosystem to build. This includes upskilling, reskilling, buying, renting, poaching, or borrowing human talent, and the automation of the AI-related capabilities. Thus, we ensure a robust or a smooth transition between each stage so that we are able to develop an effective workforce planning system. Let's now begin on our discussions. Managers can use work rule templates to maintain employee requirements. Having a robust template available with the rules availability and time of request plugged in can take the pain out of scheduling. It additionally helps with ensuring also of the compliance with the laws that govern the labors. They can assign a work rule template to employees when making them available for scheduling. They can also set work rules and contract rules that can be adapted to make the required policies and procedures. Some of the organizational tasks that are streamlined through workforce management solutions are provided below to add value to our discussions. These tasks are derived from the retail sector. Some of the tasks are as follows. The response tasks. These are tasks which relate to deriving the measurement of response from a business process. They are tasks that are driven by a business activity attached to a volume indicator that is the basic unit for forecasting the need or demand of the workforce in a retail sector. It represents a measure of activity such as the number of items, transactions, sales amount, customer processed, etc. The response rate tasks must be performed no later than a specified time after the volume is measured. Cleanup or reshelving are sample response rate tasks. Now, this provides a lot of value by capturing data in the real time and passing it on to the employees through the means of the system. Let us look at the next tasks. Now begin on our discussions. The next type of tasks are the flowed tasks. These are tasks which relate to the change in the volume or dynamic change of the business process. They are derived or driven by a business activity attached to a volume indicator, which must be performed at a specific time in response to the change in the volumes. In most cases, that time is the same time at which the volume is measured. Once the changes are in place, the system then generates a demand forecast or a workload forecast by using the flowed task definitions created during the implementation to determine the number of employees needed each quarter hour of the day per the work area in that particular shop or retail area. Another type of task or tasks is the queued tasks, which are very similar to the response rate tasks, except they must also guarantee that a certain percentage called the service level of the volume is handled at a specific time. The queued tasks provide effectiveness to the volume indicators. These are indicators that drive the workload, which in turn drive the forecast. The workload is the number of employees required every quarter hour to work in a particular area to meet an organization's service level, as stated before as well. The other category of tasks that we are going to discuss as a part of some of the organizational tasks that are streamlined through the workforce management solutions are the filler tasks. The filler tasks generally define work that does not depend on when the business activity occurs. There are different types of filler tasks, such as the variable filler tasks, which are driven by a business activity attached to a volume indicator, but do not depend on when the activity occurs. The service recovery is a sample variable filler task. Another type of a filler task is the fixed filler task, which requires a set amount of time to complete, regardless of other activities, and are typically performed at a defined time of the day during off-the-peak times. Administrative work is a sample fixed filler task. The last type of tasks that we are going to discuss here are the mandatory tasks as well. These require a fixed amount of time applied to schedule coverage requirements and do not depend on any business activity. Security is a sample of a mandatory task. In the next slide, we will begin our discussion on increasing applications of open source software after having concluded discussions of developments in workforce management technologies. In this and the next several slides, we are going to discuss the increasing application of open source software. This is a software that is usually free to attain, but requires the HRIS designers to have coding knowledge. There are a number of different open source HR software options available today. Open source HR software is software with a source code that anyone can inspect, modify, or enhance. These tools are designed to be publicly accessible and are commonly managed and maintained by organizations with a specific mission in mind. The open source HR tech tools available today seem to have a wide range of HRIS supporting features, offering an expansive list of capabilities for the HRM department. Open source software is different to use than the closed source software and has many advantages and disadvantages, but may benefit the organization if it fits their needs and capabilities. Let's now begin on our discussions on chapter number 8, which is Contemporary and Emerging Trends in HRIS. Open source software is free to attain and use, which is a major benefit or an advantage for organizations. This may help to improve processes without putting strain on the organization's budget. If it is needed, support may be available at a cost, though it will be a much less expensive affair than what an organization would pay for a full HRIS solution. It's important to remember that some of the open source solutions require developmental skills. It is recommended that the management should reach each tool's FAQs to see just how much coding is required to take full leverage and advantage of the open source softwares for their respective organizations. The open source tools usually do a good job of explaining the requirements for use in their website. Certain functionalities, such as reports, may not come standard with an open HR software option, but these too may be available at an additional cost. Open source software offerings are usually trimmed down versions of the expert or enterprise editions, offering basic functionality that enables users with robust yet limited host of features. Commercially free HR technology tools typically offer less functionality on the whole than their open source counterparts, but are often a great way to gain more than a free trial if it's a product that the company is thinking of considering to use. Now begin on our discussion. With the rise of open source software, it has become very simple and effective to automate the time-consuming HRM activities with the HRIS software applications and spend more time working with the organizational objectives and goals. The most popular open source software often provide more than what's necessary for a wide variety of organizational needs, with advanced functionality relevant to the most technically savvy users. Employee recruitment, time management, employee onboarding, payroll, timesheets, and other administrative tasks have become much easier than earlier with the open source human resource management softwares that are available today. Let's now begin on our discussions. HRIS professionals have the functionality to customize applications according to their specific HR workflow needs through the use of open source software. The contemporary open source softwares offer cloud solutions that support a range of business functions such as tracking, web help desk, project management, and payroll management. Some open source software also provide the solution that tracks the complete sales process and helps users to close more deals. These applications enable the users to save time, reduce human errors, and provides a central database of information. Thus, with these applications, it's possible to automate and get rid of the paperwork, capture, store, secure, and access information in a more efficient manner. Using the HRIS software, it is possible to complete the processes in simple steps and channelize efforts to more strategic routes. Open source software automates the HR management tasks and improves the productivity of the workforce. With open source HR software, the major advantage is possessing control over the coding. A prominent example, which is highly popular today, is A1 HR. This is an open source application recommended for the HR needs of mid-sized businesses and large enterprises. The platform is a unified system that delivers a single system of record for employees. Additionally, the solution offers embedded analytics, manager and employee self-service, and an enhanced user experience. It also has the facility of the A1 ePayroll, which is a fully web-based solution which offers global payroll capabilities as well as employee self-service in matters related to payroll. Let's now begin on our discussions. The flexibility that is provided by the open source software can prove to be a benefit or a drawback, depending upon the expertise of the HRIS department and the designers within the organization. Changes can be made to the coding that will enhance the functionality of the system and make it better for the organization, hence it could prove beneficial. This is never an option with closed source HR software. Thus, flexibility can be greatly beneficial for customizing the application to the organization's specific needs. Let's now begin on our discussions. Searching for HR technology solutions can be a daunting and an expensive process, one that requires long hours of research and vast investment. The most popular HR vendors often provide more than what's necessary for many organizations, thus prompting the need for open source software. The HRIS practitioners also don't have to worry about a vendor going out of business or discontinuing the particular product due to the decreases in the demand. With closed source software, practitioners may be forced to suddenly switch to a new HR option and quickly scramble to put everything in place. Closed source software often costs a lot of money as well, and if it has any bugs or missing features, the management will have to wait for the developers to address the problem from the vendor company. With open source software, there is no vendor to get in the way, and there is always a patch or upgrade that can be applied to keep the system running constantly. Such patches or upgrades are also put on various forums available online. Looking for software for organizations often are faced with a difficult choice between closed source and open source software. The thing is that the choice isn't always obvious, as each of the software has its peculiarities with a mix of advantages and disadvantages. When open source HRI software is used, the practitioners have to comply with the licensing terms for specific features that they are using, which requires some degree of understanding the legal terminology as well. Some vendors make it easier to understand and comply with the licensing terms. With closed source HR software options, these needs are taken care of by the vendor, which may benefit the organization if there is no time or know-how to deal with the licensing issues. Some organizations leverage the power of the diverse communities that are available to talk about HR software. Open source HR software communities are usually pretty active, with other users offering tips and tricks, sharing information about the product, answering questions, and writing blogs about different situations that have been encountered. Open source software provides an ability to change the source code without any restrictions. Technical HR professionals can develop what they want and get benefits from innovation developed by others within the organization. As the source code is easily acceptable and accessible, it enables the software developers to improve the already existing programs. Now begin on our discussion. Hence, it is advisable for HRIS practitioners to acquire an open source HR software solution. The benefits of open source solutions are primarily flexibility and scalability. The management has full control over every aspect of the HRIS module's design thanks to the open code software. It will also be expected to become part of the community and shared equally in the organization, which may be encouraging or deterring depending on the nature of the organization. Now begin on our discussion. An open source HRMS may be right for an organization if the standard systems do not meet the specific process and or technology needs, and the practitioners require more than cosmetic customization to do so. The organization has an in-house team with software developmental skills and experience, the budget that is limited for the organization to utilize, the freedom to change and control the software fits with your business or the personal principles. We're going to discuss some more requirements in the next slide as well. A few other needs or critical pointers for the open source software are that extra features or user support packages often cost extra. Open source HRMS often has fewer features and functionality than the proprietary systems. Ongoing maintenance and upgrades for open source HRMS often come from a community of developers rather than a vendor's in-house team. Selecting technologies means committing to solutions that will support an active, growing business over the long term. So it requires careful consideration and foresight. When an enterprise bets on the wrong solution, the result is often significantly higher development costs and reduced flexibility, both of which can stick around for the long haul. The strength and the dedication of that community can determine the value of the HRMS open source solution as a business tool. Under an open source license, any changes or developments that are carried out are usually covered by that same license. This implies that they are available to other system developers. It is worth being aware that the trade-off for the open source flexibility is that the HRIS designers can never really own the system. Many hands can deliver powerful outcomes. The collective power of a community of talented individuals in the organization works in concert to deliver not only more ideas, but quicker development and troubleshooting when the issues arise. With today's open source HRIS software applications, it is possible to avail from a range of core HRMS features. These include interview scheduling, talent acquisition, leave management, expense tracking, payroll management, feedback processing, and performance appraisal tools. To conclude, in the past few years, the adoption of open source software at the enterprise level has flourished as more businesses discover the considerable advantages that open source software solutions hold over their proprietary counterparts, and as the enterprise mentally around open source software continues to shift. In the next slide and the subsequent slides, we will begin the discussion on influence of social networking on HRIS.